sure what you mean by that, though.
Well, somebody has to own the ground that Eaton's on.
The underlying ground in front of the two duplexes is owned by them, by the duplex owners, but they have granted an easement to the rest of that area that's to be platted as phase three. That's what I understand.
So the duplex owners don't own the rest of the road or the rest of the property?
No. So they only own the right in front of their houses.
Yeah, I understand that. So who's going to take care of the rest of the road? It's going to be platted as a road.
The Thunder Ridge Property Owners Association.
Okay. So it's an access easement. It's not a road. It's not a platted county road. It's an access easement. It's going to be taken care of by the homeowner association.
It's a subdivision street that the homeowners association has responsibility for, unless the county would accept it at some time. Seems unlikely.
What about in the beginning of where you turn off of Bee Creek, and it looks like you go across private property down to where the subdivision begins? Is that a platted easement too?
That, I don't know how that street is platted. Jim Thompson and
right
some
now
investors
it just
were the original developers, and they platted that. I don't know how they did that. It's been that,
I mean,
that was
if
done.
If you click on it, it shows, I think, Branson School District, or that one right there. Typically, with a platted right of way, you know, it would have the line on the other side also.
Well, apparently, the Taney County Commission approved the Thunder Ridge Road, the Thunder Ridge Estates plat with that situation back in about
2006, I think.
Because the rest of the roads are all county roads, if I'm not mistaken.
Public roads.
Public roads.
Down in there, yeah.
So there's going to be curb and gutter on the street?
There is curb and gutter on that street. There's asphalt.
25 foot back of curb, to back of curb, from the face of the curb.
I have not measured it to tell you that. I don't know exactly. I haven't taken the tape out there.
The variance of 25 foot.
Okay, I don't know how. How did the variance read?
Curb.
Didn't say back of curb, or didn't say?
But is it to the back of curb or front of curb? There's usually about a 2 foot curb.
I don't know how it's read. I don't know how it's worded in there.
25 back and you want about 22.
Doug, I wasn't involved with this variance for the roads, but I remember Bob talking about it. And like Kirk mentioned, all the infrastructure, the boxes, the sewer lines, the water lines, everything ran into the, is already in place. So whatever presentation they made to the Board of Adjustment convinced them that they needed to plat that. I thought it was 25 from outside of curb to outside of curb.
I don't think I've seen any wording that
but
says if it's
it was due to that all was already there with the infrastructure. They would have had to move all the electric and all the, but again, that variance has already been granted for all roads and future roads.
The only thing I can see is that I would have a problem with the parking on the street. You've got a lot of lots here, and if someone on the south side of the street parks and somebody on the north side of the street parks on the north side of the street, then you've got a problem getting through there.
It's a slow one.
If it's any consolation, that's phase three. When it was originally put into place, was all duplexes down through there, and we have lessened the density. We're doing just single family homes on each lot now, so it won't have the density that it was originally, you know, put in there for. I know all the transformers and everything that are all set and everything were all set for duplexes the way that they were supposed to be put in there. So, but we're going back to single family residents on each one of the lots, so there'll only be 18 single family homes.
You good? Let's, I think now would be the time. Is there anyone here that signed up to speak on behalf of this application, for the application? Opposed to the application that wants to speak? We have a couple that want to speak, so let's, do you have a, who wants to go first, or?
I don't know if I'm approved yet.
I haven't
been around,
if you just
know
that it's okay, if you didn't get your attention, but.
Okay, yeah, I think so. With the.
I'm Doug Raines. I live in the neighborhood, a homeowner. Some of the other homeowners here as well. Not necessarily opposing to the project, but we do have a couple of thoughts that we would like to have some clarification. If you don't mind, I'll step over here to the map.
Sure.
I'll go to the map.
Well, the existing homes. Okay,
over
here.
So, let me zoom into here.
Right here. Yeah, that's good. So the area you're talking about is right here. We live here. The other gentleman's going to speak, but he's right next to us up here. So our concern is the roads here, the Thunder Ridge Estates, which is kind of the main road. And when it was originally built, just one layer of asphalt was put down, and of course the intention was to finish the neighborhood before they finished. Well, now there's gigantic potholes, like right here, where you have to actually slow down and swing around it to get out. We're concerned about quite a bit of deterioration in the road. As we understand it, the city property of the city of Branson comes to about right here where the school administration is. So the county property is just a small section starting here. So there's no road maintenance, there's no snow removal. We did have an issue with one of the neighbors had a medical issue back in the ice storm, couldn't get out, had to get, that's a little bit of an ordeal. So we're concerned about the safety in regard to the roads, snow removal, and then also lighting is a little bit of an issue. There's some neighborhood issues. We want to make sure it's extremely dark out here. And with new housing going over here, that's a little bit of a concern. We just like to mention about the opportunities. But as this road is built back here, which I understand was recently approved, that there will be more construction, which we understand, and when we bought here, we knew this would be going at some point. But there is some construction trash, actually from our patio. You can look out and see construction trash along through here. There's a building, which actually you can see on here, that's been here for years. It's all thrown up, and I think maybe it's cut recently. And I'm sure they'll be taken care of afterward. But we're just concerned about the overall, how the neighborhood is going to develop, and the roads primarily, and lighting, and the snow, that sort of thing, those conditions. And also, too, the new development, I guess phase three, they're calling it here, we have deed restrictions, as I understand it, but there's not a formal homeowners association, and I'm assuming that will be passed over from the developer at some point, passed over to the residents to develop a homeowners association. Would this group be part of the same deed restrictions, or would they have their own development, or would they not have any deed restrictions? And those are just a few questions about for now. I'm sorry?
It's a different developer now.
So how does that work with the new developer? Since we have, well, those were restrictions on our deed, so you know, they didn't just go away. So what happened to the developer? Do we have, as homeowners, do we have to form some sort of a association ourselves to take over from the developer, or... How do we, not that we're necessarily looking to start a homeowners association, but as time goes on, you know, there are, we do have restrictions that we have to follow, but it seems like it's kind of a one-way street on the deed restrictions. And as this develops, then we'll be, you know, are they going to be subject to those same terms? You know, could someone put a mobile home on here, or could someone, you know, put a bunch of trash in their front yard? You know, all these things that, you know, the blessing and the curse of a homeowners association, nobody wants to be told what to do, but you want to be able to tell your neighbor what to do. So that's kind of what we're concerned about, how this development, since it is just right around the corner from us, and they'll be using our street. So there is the rainfall circle, which is, some folks may use that as well, but this is going to be the main street, and especially as this is developed and connects here, this is going to become a major thoroughfare with quite a bit of traffic, which is going to make this problem even worse with the potholes and so forth. So we're not opposed to a developer building this, and we know at some point the entire area will be developed, and you know we're looking forward to having some nice homes in the neighborhood, and that'll be great. But those are just the concerns that we'd like to just mention while we're here today. All right.
Thank you. I don't know, Scott. We really can't address those here, right? That
no,
would be as homeowners.
CCRs
they would need
and all
to,
those cover some piece of earth, but I don't know the earth that they cover.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just recorded. I don't know if they cover this new portion or...
So this really isn't the venue for that, but those are good questions for them to follow through in the future.
Yeah, and then those roads are just public.
Sir, you want to come
public
up?
Roads.
Sure. My name is Todd Hauger. I'm a property owner right next to where he just mentioned there as well. You know, and I very much agree with what he said, and I understand what the argument you just made, that might not necessarily be the forum for this, and there may be other issues that need to be dealt with. But I think it's extremely important to understand that this right here is the bottom of a hill, and this goes up, and the last ice storm we had was bad for everybody, but it was 3 days. Two vehicles got out of that community in 3 days. And you're talking about adding this many more homes to this in an area that the existing community owners can't even get out of the neighborhood. And they don't have the lighting to be able to get around at night, and the potholes and the roads are in terrible shape. So it does affect what's going on here, because all that traffic from construction traffic to the new traffic going in is going to be traveling on roads that already have significant issues. And if you're telling us that's not necessarily the issue here, but it does sound like the county is responsible for clearing this road, and it's not happening. They're not clearing. Is that not the case?
No,
that was mentioned by somebody.
It's not been petitioned to become a county maintained road.
So what, is this the wrong forum to even ask what has to happen to
if you can call the road and bridge office tomorrow?
Okay.
I'll be more than happy to talk to you about it.
Wonderful. What was your name?
Devin.
Devin. Appreciate it, Devin.
Yep.
Otherwise, my concerns were the same as what we're already iterating. Thank you for your time, guys.
Thank you. Anyone else?
They already asked all the questions I wanted.
Okay.
Other thing I had.
Did you sign up?
Yes.
Do you want to come up and just make sure we hear what your concerns are as well?
Well,
your name, sir?
My name is Ron Gardner. And the reason, one of the reasons I came over here tonight was to say about the potholes, the traffic. And I went to the county commissioners, tried to get street signs put up, and they told me go to the city. You know, if I'm in the county, the city shouldn't have to do it. The county should do it. But they did put a stop sign up for me. But that's the only stop sign they put up. And I wanted speed signs put up. Because sometimes you get people race through there. And if I had a ball bat, I'd catch them. But I haven't yet.
If the roads were under the county road maintenance, we could come out and put up the speed limit, no parking on this side of the road.
The thing of it is, I had one guy come out to put the stop sign up.
Did he put that right by Bee Creek?
Yes, he did.
That would be for people coming onto our county road.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's, what happened to our county road? Bee Creek is not our, Bee Creek's a county road. But see, we're still in the county. We're not in the city.
Yeah. But you have to petition the road to become county maintained.
Okay.
And that's what I told him to call me tomorrow, and I'll be more happy to talk to you.
Okay. Because.
Who does that in the development? Is that the developer that usually does that? The homeowners?
Homeowners typically. Some developers do.
Yeah, because all of us that moved in there, every one of us is told that they would finish the pavement. Nothing.
That the developer would?
Yep.
And the developer's not there anymore, right? Correct?
Well, that don't help.
Yeah.
But still, I just... you know, it's upsetting that you get told that when you buy a house and then you buy it and nothing's ever done. And you try and go. I went to the bridge commission over here a while back. It's been, what was it? About 6 months.